The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
So I'm going to share with you some video ideas that you can include in your video marketing mix so that you can help share your message and engage with your customers through video. Now, we're focusing more here on long form video, but these videos could be used in a short form format as well, in that quick 90 seconds or 60 second and under mark as well. But we're focusing on the long form ones, making sure that we've got some stuff out there on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook page, on our LinkedIn and our socials, and we can embed these videos in our website to help our people understand what it is that we do. So the first one for product-based business owners is product demonstration videos. Actually getting in there and breaking down what your product does, how to use it, best practices, how to clean it, how to do all of those sorts of things. A product demonstration video is highly valuable. It's also highly searched for. You know, we lose the instruction manuals, we lose all of those sorts of things. So if you have demonstration videos out there, it's a really good way to be able to engage with your market and allow them to be able to connect with you and get some really good value along the way. It also provides convenience. And even if they've bought the product from someone else, quite often it's a transfer of trust that you get from those videos that they find that will see them make their next purchase from you. So try and include some product videos in your marketing mix. The next one that we like to include, and pretty much anyone can include these, are explainer videos. How does something work? How does a service that you have work? Or how does the book or the product that you have work? In the marketing planner and the course creator circle guides, I take you through demonstration videos about what's inside, how do you do it, and how do you fill it out. So explainer videos are very good content. So explaining how to do something. Now, you can also use explainer videos as precursors in education towards the courses that you create. So you might do an explainer video of how to do something that would lead through to your course. And, you know, in lots of ways, this video in itself is an explainer video that helps you find some ideas to include in your marketing mix as well. The other video, thanks to amazing automation tools and video tools and the fact that phones are so amazing, that we can tap into now is customer testimonial videos. By having a script and some tips and tricks along the way, we can ask our customers for a testimonial video. We've got to remember to ask, because they don't happen if we don't ask. And if we provide our customers with a little bit of a script of, hey, you know, when you started with me, or when you got this product, it was this. When you started with me or you got the video, it was this. And now we've achieved this and blah, blah, blah. And it just helps them get out there. But remember, we can't get a testimonial video from a customer if we're not asking for them. The other one that has superpowers, because it taps into people's human nature of wanting to know what's going on, is behind the scenes videos. So behind the scenes videos allows you to be able to connect with your customer and take them behind the scenes. It could be a tour of your workspace or your journey. It could be a tour of an event that you're about to attend and set up. It could be an unboxing of a book or a product that you've got coming, or it could just be a behind the scenes moment of, this is the day in my life and this is what I'm doing. Time lapses, hyperlapses are all really great for behind the scenes videos, and you can add a little bit of voiceover to those as well. The other one is doing Q&A videos. So I do a video series called Ask Linda, where people ask me questions and I go and respond to them in video format. And then when I've responded, I send the link through to the person who asked me that question along the way. So take those questions that you're being asked and record them in a video format. So you can provide the answer not only to that person, but I found these videos really handy to share when other people are asking questions. And if you need to get started without questions from someone else, take the questions that you're being asked most often, or go to Answer the Public and run a search around your keyword or topic and see what questions are being asked and start your Q&A videos that way. Event recaps are another really good one, and some of my most popular videos are recaps when I've been to an event and I've learned something and I'm updating people about what's going on. So if you've been to an event, you've learned something new, it's important to your people, do an event recap video along the way. If you've got employees that are prepared to jump on camera, then employee videos are another great connection. They can share a tip or a trick, or they can maybe do one of those behind the scenes videos, or you can maybe talk about their journey and how can they help your customers in your business. And then finally, it's the education videos. It's about sharing your knowledge and your expertise with your people, because there are numbers of searches going in every day asking how to do this, how to do that. So start with the how-to. Start to use those to be able to create your videos. And we have tools now at our fingertips, thanks to AI, that allow us to be able to type in, hey, help me with some ideas to record or some how-to questions that I could answer to create some video content. And then my final tip is use batching days like this so that you can batch record and share your knowledge and your expertise with your people frequently and often. So that's it. There's some ideas for video that you can include in your video marketing. I hope that's helped. Until next time, happy video creating, and I look forward to seeing you share your story and getting your message out there.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.